Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
College football summer is no time to slouch because we are taking you to school on the Cover 3 podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. It's time for our annual summer school series as we take time to break down some of your favorite teams with experts and insiders who know these depth charts from top to bottom. But summer school is just extra credit as we go through positional drafts, player rankings, and more. Follow and listen to the Cover 3 podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's a middle-aged man, and
we have those in our sales staff, by the way, in case you were
just
curious.
A couple. We collect them.
We got dozens. Yeah, like they're Pokemon cards.
And I'm not going to do it. I choose you, Pikachu. Doing it. I kind of did it there. But I look up, and initially I see that he's smoking a cigarette, which not healthy, but I get it.
It is a little abnormal in 2025 to just see people just smoking, though.
We're just trying
Not so abnormal that it's like a video worthy, but it is abnormal.
Am I the only person that misses it a little bit? Like
you miss it?
I miss people smoking more.
Why?
Because I would love to smoke, but I'm a fat asthmatic and I can't do it. So I'd rather ingest your secondhand smoke.
So you like the smell of it is what you're saying?
Yeah. I grew up in a family full of smokers on my mom's side. That smells like home to me.
Yeah. Every now and then, again, when I catch a whiff of someone smoking, I'm like, the bowling alley where I grew up.
It takes you right back and you're like, oh, man. I wish those two uncles that smoked like that didn't have cancer and pass away, but I'd love to.
Did you have a lot of family members? Do you have a lot of family members that smoked inside the house?
Yeah. Yep. And so the house, even, by the way, my mama's house forever. My mama does not smoke.
Your kids probably think this is a crazy concept, by the way. People just smoking inside the house.
Absolutely. Smoking in general.
Yeah.
Is crazy to them. Like I had a pack of cigarettes that my cousin left in my truck. And my kids saw it like, Dad, you can't smoke. It'll kill you. It'll kill you like fast. And I'm like, no,
they got the right idea. It'll kill you fast.
It'll kill you slow. And you're going to enjoy it a little bit more than if you'd lived a longer life.
You give them the speech of like, yeah, I mean, some people live to be 85 and doesn't ever get them.
So
works in weird ways.
And by the way, if you live to 85 and then it gets you, you won.
Then you won.
You gamed the system, kid.
You beat it. 85 is a good number.
But don't smoke. Seriously, it's bad for you.
It's really bad for you.
Yeah, don't do it. But you just like the smell.
So you saw this guy. He was smoking.
He's puffing on a heater. And I'm talking about like aggressively. We're talking about like at a rate that is like, this is not just a dude on a break.
Like
he's smoking to get through the moment.
He sees a nuclear bomb coming and he's like, this is my last go.
Yeah. And then in between, he like huge, huge inhale, huge exhale. And then immediately sipping on a Monster energy drink.
Oh, it was a Monster. For some reason, I thought it was a tall boy.
He's chasing it with a Monster. And I'm talking about chugging it. So what you don't see in the video is that's a second Monster. It was a second Monster and his second cigarette. I'd had that much time to observe this man in a 10-minute span of watching this human being out on the street today. He had two cigarettes and two Monster. I don't know how he didn't die on the spot.
Some days you just need it, Nick.
Some
days
know.
You just need it. I want to know what he was going through.
Is this
an everyday thing?
I want to know, like, did a marriage take a turn?
What a disaster.
Right? Your marriage takes a turn and, like, Monster is your solution to it. Then, like, you're not even in that bad of a spot. Like, there's a lot of things you can go to that isn't Monster.
I think it's that and the smoking in a small amount of time. Because if he did two each in 10 minutes on the street, I'm going to say those aren't the only cigarettes or Monsters he's had today. He's clearly like, now the other one is, because this is if you got like a terminal diagnosis. Because if I got a terminal diagnosis tomorrow, I'm picking up smoking.
Don't you hold out for the cure? I feel like I hold out. I know it's terminal, but like I feel like you hold out for the cure. It's like I'm just gonna be the one that is alive when it happens.
So you're gonna dribble out the shot clock?
Probably. Yeah. Probably.
What if it's like, okay, now okay, I've seen people it's like you got 5 years to live.
There's a part of me that would, I don't know why I feel this way. I'd be really concerned about dying with dignity, and I don't know why. Like, because there are people that, like, you get that diagnosis, and then it's like, yeah, and then he just went off and just did all sorts of stuff, and he
he just had fun.
I don't don't know why I care about that. I'd be like, no, I want to be like, yeah, he went out the quote unquote right way. I don't know why part of me being dead, I wouldn't care. I'm dead. But part of me would care about that.
I want to be a living legend that this man was given 6 months to live. And
create a lot of seedy friends.
Well, I mean, he.
Yeah.
We
found him in that meth house, and I don't know what happened.
I would just walk into a bar and get into a fist fight just because I hadn't done it in 20 years. Let's just see where this goes, right? That's where my mind. But.
And then woman!
You spend your dying days in a prison cell because you're like, you tried bartering with the cops. No, I beat up that guy because I hadn't been in a fight in so long, and I wanted to know how it felt.
No. You dip, dive, duck, dodge. You lie. Hey, you called me a word you can't say. What word was it? I'll say it, but then you got to know that's why I hit him. I'm dying. Like at this point,
yeah, okay.
We're in an endgame scenario.
I think I'm dying plays better than that phoniness of the. He said a word I can't say. The cop's still going to be like, you can't hit him.
There are words that a cop's going to give you a free pass on.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
College football summer is no time to slouch because we are taking you to school on the Cover 3 podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. It's time for our annual summer school series as we take time to break down some of your favorite teams with experts and insiders who know these depth charts from top to bottom. But summer school is just extra credit as we go through positional drafts, player rankings, and more. Follow and listen to the Cover 3 podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I can't. That
depends
one,
what
not,
type of damage you're doing here. Like,
not
you want to
call
you
me that
get an
word because that one doesn't play for.
But you want to get in an end of life bar fight. You're probably not just going to go ahead and you're going to hit him with old Pride and Prejudice here, aren't you? It's going to be a 1-2 punch.
You're right. I should just say I'm dying. I needed to feel alive.
That's what I thought you were going to do. I thought that was going to be your game plan the entire time. I'm like, hey guys, this is it for me. I just wanted to know, and maybe even barter with the guy that you hit and be like, I'm sorry, but this is like I'm dying.
Do I do it after or do it?
Oh, you know what you need? You need like me to come up afterwards to anyone that you assault or anyone that you get in fights with, and I come up with this card that like because cards make everything official.
That's true.
And I just give
you
him
bring
this,
him a succulent.
I give
maybe?
Him maybe that might work too, and I give him it and be like, hey, listen, he's never going to tell you, but he's dying. Like, he's dying.
But you know what's not dying?
Give him some grace.
This succulent. I hope somebody brings a succulent.
The beautiful thing about a succulent.
It actually would be able to prove a couple things. And one, it'd be a great wingman move by you backing me up and just be like, he's just going through it right now.
If I were you and you not even know that I'm there to go ahead and clean up the messes, but I'd be like I'd basically be your fixer.
Yep. But I'd want to know
I'm your Ray Donovan.
I would want to know you're there because it'd give me even greater powers. But
you'd catch on eventually. You'd be like, they let me do everything.
But I would want to know.
Everybody has succulents now.
I would want to know the succulent success ratio.
Yeah.
Meaning, all right, you handed out 100 succulents.
Yeah, it's your calling card.
How many of them got me from away from prosecution or, you know, judgment or whatever it might be in a, you know, like, Nick got really, really hammered and ran down Main Street drunk. And nobody complained because everybody got a free succulent. That's just, 10 for 10.
I'm just tossing out succulents left and right. Yeah, everyone's got their calling card. It's like, you know, the bank robbers in the early 1900s, they'd shoot up the side of the buildings to leave their mark on it. That would be it. My mark for you is just a nice succulent.
It's Nikki Public Urination, and you can tell because he left a succulent behind.
It's a serial puncher. You can tell by the succulents.
All right, The detective walks up. All right, what clues do we have? It's another damn succulent.
It's a really nice succulent.
It's just a large man. Didn't look entirely healthy. Punched a guy, and then somebody else came along and left a succulent. You gave your sister a succulent?
It was for her birthday.
With a really nice card. It was really thoughtful. I mean, he totally should go to jail. But I mean, if you're going to commit crime, this is the way you do it.
Talk about dying with class, Nick. That's how you die with class.
216-474-0092. I need to know right now today, what are the situations that can throw you into, I need two cigarettes and two energy drinks, all of which are designed to kill you, in a 10-minute span on the side of the, while you're in work regalia. I need to know, like, what's the, because honestly, it's Vanessa's leaving me. Honestly, you got 6 months to live. 5 years to live, I think I could deal with. But 6 months to live, that's just not enough time.
I feel like there are a lot of people listening right now. Maybe not a lot, but there are definitely people listening right now being like, oh no, is this really, like, we're going to that extremes with that? Because they're, as they take down their two Monster energy drinks and are smoking a cigarette right now.
Oh,
they're like, this is the pit of despair.
If you need that on a Monday at noon, it's this is more than a Diet Coke fix, to quote the great Ralphie May. You're going through some stuff. Let's just open up. And GIP will give you a succulent while we're at it. Jason Pinkston, former Browns offensive lineman, coming up in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
College football summer is no time to slouch, because we are taking you to school on the Cover 3 podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. It's time for our annual summer school series, as we take time to break down some of your favorite teams with experts and insiders who know these depth charts from top to bottom. But summer school is just extra credit, as we go through positional drafts, player rankings, and more. Follow and listen to the Cover 3 podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.